It appears Kelowna commercial watercraft operators have made some headway in a push to revamp operations at the Water Street boat launch. The parking lot at the launch has been temporarily closed to help ease traffic congestion over the long weekend. I sent them an email to them, City, they actually said that they are following our recommendations about closing the parking lot for regular car traffic and removing parking at least for the weekend. Dennis Stororik with the recently formed Kelowna Marine Tourism Association, KMTA, told Black Press Media. Conditions at the launch have recently come to a head, with members of the KTMA refusing to pay their commercial boat launch fees, due July 31st, because they feel their concerns are being ignored by the city. Stororik has said previously that the KMTA is not opposed to the fees but has asked that city to make them fair, proportional, and part of a plan that includes infrastructure improvements. He said he was originally told that fines of $500 per boat would be issued starting today, August 1st. But then he was told by a senior bylaw member that operators with a business license and insurance would not be fined. They do take pictures of every truck and trailer, Stororik noted. I don't know what they will do with this, but of course it's in full right to get this information. Bylaw Services Manager Kevin Mead confirmed to Black Press Media that the department is monitoring boat launch usage, but not just for commercial operators, but also to other unlicensed operators that have not secured the proper business licenses or insurance, and everything that it takes to actually obtain that business license to then operate, he said. We're targeting them as much as we are anyone else. What we're also trying to do, particularly at the Water Street launch, is to ensure that everything is as safe as possible. Traffic flaggers are on set informing drivers that the lot is closed to parking and helping keep the area clear and safe for users, pedestrians, and motorists. Mead added that the focus of their enforcement is education. The deadline that was offered to the commercial operators specifically was the end of the day on July 31st. Which is why we were out there the previous 2 days before was, just to ensure that everybody did get the information and was aware of what was required or expected of them. Boat launch fees for municipal docks were adopted by council in 2022, introducing a flat rate for commercial users, $2,000 per boat and $1,000 per jet ski for the year. Mead said his department will continue to monitor the situation. So, you can expect to see officers at both boat launches sporadically throughout the day, from now until end of day on Monday. It's about keeping both venues as safe as possible, while also trying to ensure compliance to the greatest extent that we can, given the resources that we have. Stororik said he's pleased to see some action is being taken. Our message is that, for the last 3 years, the members of our industry paid a lot of money to the city in fees, and they did not get anything in return. Hopefully, we will be able to cooperate and make sure that a fee structure is clear, transparent, and applies to all commercial operators, and that these fees are actually used to improve the boat launch. The Water Street launch was renovated in April 2024 to improve public safety and accessibility. However, operators said it was done without industry input, resulting in several design flaws and no improvements to the surrounding area, making launching slower and more hazardous, and putting pedestrians and motorists moving through the area at risk.